This episode is brought to you by BundleRabbit.com, Earth's most accessible book bundling marketplace.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 27 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this journey to raise your productivity to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 494. Today we hear from Kane, who asks, please talk more about adder inner style writers. The do's, the don'ts, the best practices, what to watch out for, that kind of thing. I don't know if there's any really do or don't or best practices. I find that writers tend to find themselves on one side or another of this line, either adder inners or taker outers. But for adder inners, like, I am most frequently an adder inner. And I am most frequently an adder inner because I spent so much time screenwriting. That when I'm writing certain kinds of scenes, I frequently get bored with writing the narration. If I'm writing a really intense conversation, I'll do the bounce back and forth thing, bounce, 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 and I will neglect to add in enough detail to keep the reader grounded in space and time, or to keep them aware of the actions that are going on that are driving the dialogue and that kind of thing. And I'll find that out when I read it back through and I discover, oh, this has suddenly turned into a white room. The other place I tend to add in is I will discover that I've omitted scenes. And this I'll frequently discover when I'm reading through and I get late in the book and the characters refer to a significant event that happened off screen that it turns out really needed to be on screen. I thought when I was writing it that referencing it off screen be fine. Turns out when I get there, having read it through, it feels like it's coming out of left field. So I need to pop back and I need to write that scene. That happens on a less dramatic level with little details like names of corporations or significant dates in the history if I'm writing a science fiction or a fantasy story, or naming characters later on that appeared earlier that didn't get a name the first time through. And then the final kind of adding in that I've done and that other writers have told me is common for them to do is character moments. Character and world building moments, things that don't need to be there in order for the story to work, but where that little extra touch adds so many layers of depth, adds such flavor and richness that once you realize that it can go there and you realize what it can do, you can't resist adding it in. Down from 10 is full of moments like this. Little moments that are just there. Because as I was adapting the screenplay to the novel, I realized that if I was filming this, at this point in time, I would take a moment to linger. It was intended to be one of those televised miniseries that has a lot of moments of reflection or irony where things come out in the silences between the words. And as I was adapting it from the screenplay to the book, I was discovering a lot of places where if I was shooting it on the set, I would say, oh, what we're doing there, that looks beautiful. Let me get some detail shots of that. And I'll work those in to the film in the edit. Well, as I was going through with kind of a director's mindset, because I was having to commit it to paper instead of commit it to film, but it was essentially the same job, at least to my creative mind, I was finding myself doing a lot of adding in of little textural details and little moments that really gave the audience space to breathe with the ideas. Because it's one of those quiet books where not a lot happens, but it's very, very interpersonally intense. I needed to create the spaces for the tension and the resolution to flower. And I didn't go in with the intention of creating the spaces for the tension and resolution to flower. It's just that as I was writing it, I discovered that I, the reader that was reading along with what I was writing, was aching for those moments to extend so that I could really marinate in what I just experienced. And so for that book especially, I listened to that part of my mind. Not the part that reads behind and says, you did that wrong, but the part that reads behind and says, oh, what's going to happen next? Don't do that. Don't go in there. It's dangerous. And when that little voice was telling me, oh, give me just another second, I would listen to that and I would give another second and I would add another beat to a scene until it felt to me like a complete movement in the symphony. Going back to the music thing again, which has been a recurring theme on the podcast recently. Those are, I don't know if they're do's and don'ts, but they're some of my reflections on being an adder inner. I'm also a bit of a taker-outer, but much less frequently. My taker-outeriness tends to go with redundancies. Sometimes, as I'm writing, I will struggle to express the same thing three or four times before I finally do, and I won't realize that I've done that, but when I'm reading it back through, it's like driving over speed bumps. And when I discover that I have that experience, I smooth out the speed bumps all except for the instance I choose to survive, and the one I choose to survive is the one that has the greatest emotional or intellectual gut punch of the available attempts. So that's what I got. Thank you very much for sending it in, Kane. Always a pleasure to hear from you, and I'll see you tomorrow. The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2018 by J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2018 Artistic Whispers Productions. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.